Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Today is First Friday, and we remember, of course, to make our Holy Communion in reparation, or to make up to the Sacred Heart for our sins and for the sins of others. Our old saint today, who has been on the calendar from a long time, comes from the East, and she was a martyr, and her name is Dorothy. And Dorothy means the gift of God. It's a very beautiful name. At one time in Rome, everyone was very devoted to Saint Dorothy, and as a matter of fact, those who didn't make their Easter duty — do you children know what that means, to make your Easter duty? To make one good Holy Communion, at least from the start of Lent until Trinity Sunday. Those who didn't make their Easter duty would have their names posted on the door of St. Dorothy's church. Well, the story of her martyrdom is a beautiful one about the gifts of God. St. Dorothy is praying just before she's going to die as a martyr, and she is praying out loud, as people do sometimes, and she says, "I thank you, O Lord, for having called me to your paradise." But you see, you have to remember that in the ancient languages, especially the Greek and the Hebrew too, paradise meant a garden. On a cold, cold, dark day like today, you can well imagine how beautiful it would be to be walking in a wonderful garden with blossoms and flowers and fruits you could just pick and eat. That's a little bit the sense of garden. For example, we say the Garden of Paradise, or the Garden of Eden, for where Adam and Eve were when Almighty God first made them. So St. Dorothy is thanking our Lord for calling her to go straight to heaven, the Garden of Paradise. Well, there was a lawyer that was there representing the Roman pagan government, and he was a pagan, and his name was Theophilus, and he made fun of her because he heard her prayer, and he said, "Oh, Dorothy," he said, just before the executioner chopped off her head. He said, "Oh, Dorothy, send me some roses or some apples, why don't you, from your garden, your master's garden, when you get there." And she said, "I will." And just before she died, she's praying some more, and she has a vision of a beautiful youth, an angel. And she sees the angel is a napkin, and in the napkin are three beautiful red apples and three red roses. And she says, "Oh, angel, please take those to that lawyer, to Theophilus, so he'll see and understand." Well, she dies as a martyr, and she goes to the Garden of Paradise. Then Theophilus is with his friends after the execution, as people will, and they're probably having a cup of coffee or something, and he's bragging about what he said to that silly Christian girl before she died. And just as he's telling the story, what do you think happens? The angel comes, a beautiful youth, and he has the napkin in his hand. Three roses, three beautiful red apples. "Here," he says, "Theophilus, Dorothy sends you these from the Garden of Paradise." And when he opens up the napkin and he sees, he falls to his knees and he cries out, "Truly, thou art God, O Jesus Christ." And he becomes a Catholic himself, and then he dies as a martyr too. You see, children, when we pray for others and pray that others receive graces from God, why then we get more saints for heaven, don't we? And that's the duty of everyone. But especially, of course, it's the duty of priests. I think of that today because our Lord promises that he'll give priests the grace to touch the most hardened hearts of sinners if they practice a devotion to the Sacred Heart. And today, of course, is First Friday. And we have the feast day of a saint who was successful in doing that, and his name is Saint Titus. And he was a friend and a follower of Saint Paul. And Saint Paul knew he could depend on Saint Titus If you had sort of a dicey situation somewhere where people were being particularly bad, or there was maybe what's called a scandal going on, he would send Titus with his orders, and Titus would go there, for example, to Corinth in Greece, and he would take care of everything. He would solve all the problems, and people would respect him and listen to him. And finally, he was so successful that St. Paul sent him to the island of Crete in the Mediterranean Sea, and the Jews who were at Crete, whom they were going to try to convert and make into Christians, those Jews were, St. Paul wrote it himself in the epistle, that they were greedy and proud and horrible animals. That's how he described them. Well, St. Titus was able to convert them in due time. He must have loved our Lord's heart very much, as did St. Paul. So today I'm thinking, children, this first Friday, let's pray for sinners to receive the graces that they need, a little sign, a little help. You never know what it might be. And especially, let's help sinners. How? By praying for priests, because especially in the confessional or when a priest talks to someone, he could maybe bring a sinner closer to our Lord. Let's pray for priests so that they can have this promise of the Sacred Heart. And, well, you could actually pray for priests to themselves have a stronger devotion to the Sacred Heart, because the more devout we are to our Lord's heart, the more we priests will be able to have that promise to bring even hardened sinners back to our Lord, especially now, what with the Easter duty time coming. We all know people who haven't made their Easter duty, maybe not for a long, long time. Let's remember the beautiful story of Saint Dorothy and pray that our Lord might send them an angel too, maybe a few roses or some apples, just enough to convince them. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.